Andrew, after a game like last night, what's the maybe mindset coming into today and for the guys that skated?
Well, for me, it's just all about tomorrow. Just get on the ice, get a couple puck touches in, get your feet moving, you know, feel the puck, like I said. So, yeah, I mean, we obviously, you know, went over the game this morning and, you know, definitely some areas we can improve upon for tomorrow. But, you know, after that meeting, you know, you kind of flush out of your system and kind of just think about what's gonna make us successful for tomorrow.
A lot of talk about speed. You guys are known as a quick team, but do you feel that maybe Montreal, by comparison, made you guys look a bit sluggish last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, playing quick is not just how fast your feet move. It's how fast you process things, how fast you move the puck, your anticipation, your puck support. So a lot of those things they did really, really well last night, and we didn't. So, yeah, you look up and down their lineup. You know, they kind of a bunch of little jitterbugs on their team for sure, but, you know, we feel like, you know, for every, you know, quick guy that they have, we're just as quick in terms of physically moving our feet, but we didn't play fast last night, and we didn't think quick enough. We weren't engaged enough in the game. We didn't anticipate, no puck support. And with that was kind of when I was talking last night about talking on the ice. You know, it's that helps with guys knowing where each other are and all that, so that helps anticipation. So we didn't do that very well last night. We've been generally consistent, I think. That's kind of been, you know, something over the last 2 years we've been, I think we've done a pretty good job of. Obviously there's the nights here and there where we don't have it, but yeah, I mean, I think over the course of 82 you're gonna have a game or two like that, but it's kind of how you respond. It's gonna be the telltale of, you know, how our team is. I think flushing it, honestly, just kind of leaving that game where it was and trying not to, you know, those lost 2 points affect the next possible two. So, you know, the game in Montreal is going to have no, we're not going to start down 5-2 tomorrow. You know, it's a clean slate. So I think we've learned that over the course of the last couple of years, and, you know, we've been able to apply it pretty well.
What catches your attention when you think about the Senators tomorrow?
Well, I got some highly skilled forwards in their top six that, you know, are capable of, you know, putting the puck in the net at any point for sure. And then I think, you know, the Shabbat was their all-star, and he's been fantastic since Carlson got traded. So I think he's kind of in that mold, too, of an offensive guy who loves to skate. And so it's going to be about taking away their time and space. It's going to be kind of a similar type of game. I mean, their forwards are a little bit differently skilled than Montreal's, but it's going to be another good test for us. We got to be ready to go.
Andrew, you guys are creatures of habit and get into routines. So, how unusual is it to have back-to-back afternoon games on the road?
Yeah, I guess we haven't really had that yet. But you know, you just kind of go through your afternoon game routine, and nothing should change too much. So, yeah, definitely a. Something new, but also it's, you know, you take it a day at a time. It's two afternoon games, so we know how to handle those.